I would just like for you to let yourself zero in on the idea of just feeling comfortable. There have been many times, many places, many situations where you felt so comfortable. So comfortable that nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered except that comfortable feeling. And you might think of some of those times, or places, or situations in which you felt that kind of deep comfort right now. Just allowing your subconscious mind to present a situation to you. One such situation. One time, one place, one event, one situation where you really experienced this sense of physical and mental comfort, and all over relaxation. And you can recall and re-experience that sensation right now. Imagining or remembering the sights, the sounds, and those feelings. The feelings that go along with being extremely comfortable. You can recall this situation now and allow yourself to feel those feelings of profound calmness and comfort. Taking some time to scan your body right now, as you sit or lay there. Noticing if there are any parts of your body that feel more comfortable than others. Scanning your body right now to discover just where you feel the most comfort within your body. Perhaps your shoulders feel more comfortable than your arms, it doesn't matter. Perhaps your legs feel more comfortable than your feet, I don't know, and it doesn't matter. Just take the time to discover where within you feels the most comfort right now. And allow that sensation of comfort to begin to spread and grow. Imagining wave after wave of comfort rippling out from that one area, like a pebble dropping in a pond, creating circular ripples of relaxation spreading outwards across your entire body right now. Allowing that relaxation to just flow outwards, to flow through your entire body. And you can continue relaxing right now, very comfortably, wherever you are in your mind, in time, in space, just enjoying the restfulness of not having to do anything in particular right now, just allowing your mind to move wherever it wants to, becoming more aware of your own inner resources, simply relaxing. Anticipating the joy of discovering your inner resources, discovering exactly what you can do to make use of those resources that are within you. So I'd like you to imagine right now, to use that imagination, to imagine that you're walking along a path. This path can be any path. It can be indoors or outdoors. It could be a hallway. It could be a path through a forest. It doesn't matter. But I want you to imagine that you're walking along a path. If you find it difficult to visualize that path, perhaps you can remember walking along a path. That's right, just imagine or visualize or remember walking along a path. And as you walk, I'd like you to notice that every step forward you take is a minute or an hour or even a day into your own future. As you continue walking, if you were to turn your head and look backwards, you'd notice that your past is right there behind you. Everything you've ever done, every place you've ever been, everything you've ever experienced, it's right there behind you. So you turn to look forward once again and continue walking along this path, becoming aware of external things, perhaps the temperature around you, the sights around you. Maybe you can hear sounds as you walk along this path. Maybe it's an echo of footsteps if you're indoors. Maybe it's the crunch of grass or pavement or twigs if you're walking outside in nature. Hear what you can hear. Perhaps you can smell any smells or taste any tastes in the air. Make all those sensations as real as possible. See what you see, hear what you can hear, feel the feelings of treading step after step as you walk along this path of your life. And this path, it's a long path. It gives you plenty of time to just have a think about something that you perhaps know you need to be doing, but aren't. Or perhaps something you know you shouldn't be doing, but still do it anyway. There's something in your life, that you're thinking about. Perhaps becoming more balanced or more motivated or more open to change, or more relaxed, more calm. More stress-free. Perhaps a new set of reactions. Perhaps a new direction. Perhaps there are other things that you'd like to change, but maybe you're hesitant. So right now, you can spend a little time walking along this path, gathering your thoughts about what it is exactly that you fear to do. What it is exactly that you'd like to change, but aren't doing right now. So I'll give you a minute to think while you're out walking. Now, a short way ahead of you, you notice that there's a place where this path splits. It's like a fork in the path ahead. One path leads off to the left. Another path leads off to the right. This path ahead has given you a choice. It's given you a choice to make, a choice to consider. Here are two different pathways, two different possibilities, two directions, a choice. You could choose the path to the left. A path where life is pretty much the same as it is now. You carry on doing the same things in the same way, living the same life, dealing with whatever issues you have in the same way as you have been doing. If you were to choose the path to the right path, there are new possibilities, new achievements, freedom of mind. Positive, progressive implications. So have a think about that. As you now stand still at this place where the path splits before you. It's your time to make a decision. To commit to just one of these paths. But before you make that decision, we can see which future each path leads to. We can see which each path holds for you. I want you to step out onto the path to your left. Step out onto the path to your left and begin to walk along this path. The path where there's simply no change. The path where your life stays the same. You can imagine that you're not going to live and fully discover your unfulfilled dreams. There'll be no change. Instead, you continue doing what you have in the past. And continue getting the results you get now. I'd like you to imagine what life will be like in 10 years' time. Continue walking. Notice how every step you take, you get older. Days pass, weeks pass, years pass. Notice how your body begins to feel, how your mind feels, how you feel about staying on this same old path. Walk out into the future to the 10-year point and see the world changing around you. Continue walking until you travel 10 years into your future and feel how it feels to carry on doing the same thing for 10 years. This path is just like today, but with one difference. You have now 10 fewer years remaining in your life. I want you to think about how you'll feel in 10 years' time if you continue doing exactly the same things you've done to date. What will daily life be like? Will it have changed in any way? Really allow yourself now to experience the feelings, those inside feelings that are being generated by this thought, by this future. See what you see all around, hear what you hear, feel the feelings. Begin by looking, seeing what your life looks like. Notice where you're living. What kind of place are you in? And notice the feelings of having not really changed anything. Perhaps things have gotten worse. You may still be having the same highs or the same lows, perhaps the disappointments, the situations that bring you anger or stress or frustration or anxiety, the inner feelings of failure, the feelings of not being fully in control of your own future, of your own decisions. How does that feel? How do you affect the people around you? How do they feel? Are you close to others? Or have you been pushed further away? I want you to absorb every aspect of this path, the path that you can choose to walk down today. Notice everything that you need to know about what it will be like on your way, 10 years into the future, if you carry on the same path you're on now, this path to the left, putting off any changes, staying the same. And as you think about those feelings, thinking about those thoughts, feeling those feelings, you can gently begin to drift yourself back, allow yourself to float back to where the original path split. Right now, you're back standing at the fork in the path. Today. So this time I'd like you to take a step out onto the path to the right path. This is where you create powerful, progressive change and notice instantly the sense of freedom. The freedom of your own thoughts. As you begin to easily walk along this path, notice to yourself the sense of accomplishment as you walk out. Hours into the future, days into the future, weeks into the future, 10 years into your own future. Imagine now that you're 10 years into your future, 10 years older. But this time, it's all different. Why? Because starting today, you actually begin making changes in your life. Specific, intentional changes. And these changes are not always easy. They're not always comfortable. But they are intentional. They're leading in a direction you've chosen. These changes are the changes that you are choosing. They're the changes that will cause you to live the life you want to live. These intentional changes often mean leaving the feeling of comfort and security and familiarity in order to discover your personal freedom, to discover new avenues, new adventures. These are the changes that will bring happiness and satisfaction on a much deeper level into your life. Continue walking along the right path now. Just go there now, 10 whole years into your future, having made a decade of positive, progressive changes. Imagine living the life you want to live. Everyone has a dream life that they imagine living for themselves. So I want you to picture everything about your dream life being exactly as you wanted it to be. Have a good look around, really imagine every detail of how your life will look. Think about where you'll be living, who you'll be with, and how you feel about being with them. How does this new life feel deep inside? If you have difficulty seeing, just feel instead. Imagine or feel the feelings. Notice those feelings inside. Do you feel that you're now really living your ideal life? Notice, visualize, imagine the people of your life, the people who are around you, and how they feel about you, how they react to you. This is the path of different choices, different decisions, calmer responses, the path of self-respect, assertiveness, and inner strength. You have the freedom to choose exactly how you want to be. So absorb all you need to absorb from this moment in your future and be aware of the positive things that you can learn consciously and unconsciously, and then drift and float gently back once more to the place where the path splits. Now that you know and have experienced these two contrasting futures, by walking the two different paths, you know what your future holds. As a result of what you do right now, today, you can make a decision. You can compare and contrast these two futures and all the feelings involved in those futures. You can compare and contrast those two futures that can be yours based on the decision that you make about how you're going to live your life now. Imagine reaching deep inside you for all the strength and the wisdom that you need to make this decision today. And as you do so, imagine that when you choose to make that decision, that deep inside your mind, you're switching off, erasing that alternative path. You are switching off the opportunity to drift back to the alternate place. I want you to step out and take your future path right now. Absorb yourself in the sensations as you begin to walk along the right path. Notice the feelings, the sights, the sounds, and of course, continue to engage in your future the way you've seen it, the way you've felt it, the way you've experienced it as you begin to walk the right path to your future, leaving the wrong path behind. Erasing the wrong path. You can begin to plan the future, to take action, to achieve the dream outcome. Your unconscious mind knows what it's now working towards, so it has the direction. You're on the right path. So now it's your chance to look at all your specific intentions, the activities that need to be done. Think to yourself, what's the exact sequence of events or activities that will take you to where you want to be? Have a think with your conscious mind of what you need to do. Every outcome begins with a single step. So determine the exact sequence of events and activities you need to achieve your goals. And I want you to imagine writing it down. Begin with the outcome in mind, and then write without stopping. Write the sentence, 10 years from now, I plan to be living. And you can then continue the sentence for yourself. 10 years from now, I plan to be living, and you fill in the blank in any way you wish. And I'd like you to get really detailed about what you would be writing, because you are now creating new neural connections in your brain. You're changing the chemistry of your own brain. You must improve upon, clarify, and make clear just exactly who and what you're going to be doing, experiencing, living, having in 10 years' time. This is the first step of the process of achieving your new future. Notice how you feel. Notice how you feel now. Excited, perhaps. Motivated. Optimistic. Whenever you do this, the reason is simple. It's because it's the life that you're designing. You're designing and creating your new reality. Instead of just living the one that was given to you, the one that you've lived with less intention, less purpose to date. This is the beginning of creating the life that you want to live. Know what the future holds for you as a result of the choice you make today. And continue walking down the right path for you now, allowing any stress and negativity to simply drop from you, to be released, as you focus and set your intention and your goals deep inside your subconscious mind, always heading in that direction, no matter which way the path twists and turns. You know you've set your direction, you've set your intention. Now it's time to focus on the activities and enjoy performing these activities that will lead you to the end of your path, your goal, your dream life. And allow your mind to drift back to the present day, here and now. Allow all sensations to return back to your body. And you can gently open your eyes once again. Welcome back.